Episode 3, Screen Readers. This week I did a seminar webinar with the volunteers of AbilityNet, and we were looking at a free package that you can obtain on the internet called NVDA. NVDA is from NV Access, and it allows a blind user to have the internet and web pages and programs and systems read back to him by the use of short key presses to navigate and to enable a person to actually be able to understand what is going on in their computer when they have poor or no sight. So it got me thinking that it'd be good just to do a little podcast about screen readers and some of the things I've learned about them. For instance, NVDA is actually able to be put onto a USB stick, and it can be taken to different computers. So if there isn't an access tool on that computer, it can continue to be used, and it can be just as effective and just a brilliant idea to take your access around with you. Would work well in libraries and cybercafes and other places. Now, there are other screen readers available. One I know very well is Serotech, which is an online subscription service from the States, and it brings together numerous different things such as newspapers, movies, TV and radio schedules, emails, you name it, it's got it. And it's a media-driven centre, but completely text-based and therefore navigable by screen readers, and is a screen reader. That's a great product as well. The other one that is the market sort of standard is JAWS from Scientific Research. It's not too expensive, just over £100. But that in turn does actually navigate with some highlighting around the screen to enable a partially sighted user to actually be able to access the internet and be able to see where they are on the screen. So all of these tools use shortcuts. But what if you didn't actually have the use of your hands? You may have multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's, or a stroke, or a hemiplegia, or you might be totally blind with a physical disability, all of those. Well, you can use Dragon speech recognition. That's really a carryover from last week. If you want to know more about speech recognition, then please go to the last episode in this series. And with Dragon, you can link it up to a program called Dictation Bridge. This, as it were, sequence the input and outputs, and it does read back to you everything that is done. Brilliant for emails, as the email is read out in real time. If you were to actually get Dragon to read it back to you, because it could actually do that, you'd have to go to a menu and then press read aloud or read back or play back, and it would play back what you just said. This way, it's pretty more fluid. You don't have to go back. It does it for you. So there's no menu navigation. So Dictation Bridge is quite good for emulating the key presses that your hands would normally do. In order to navigate a page in NVDA, you would say press H and it would go to the headings. And then when you want it to read the paragraph, you would say press control down arrow and it would read that paragraph. You can also get it to read each line and so wish. And therefore, it's quite controllable. So those are some of the things about a screen reader that would help blind people and the people with multiple sclerosis or visual impairment, the combination of speech and the screen reader is great for those who have less hand function. What about website design? Well, having recently built a website and discovering that all my previous trials and tests of pages were still left on the home page, which is the main index page. It became actually a rework job when I discovered the screen readers were actually picking up every single item that's on the screen. Sites like BBC News, which has an incredible amount of content in different areas of the screen, nightmare for screen readers to actually navigate around. So the message really is less is more. And websites such as the White Stick, or I think that's what it's called, then that would be a great website for blind people, as it contains all the content, doesn't look absolutely easy-wizzy, it's just pure text with hyperlinks, but that is very navigable for a screen reader and very functional for a blind user. So all of these things, just really something about screen reading. And I just wanted to say thank you for listening to this podcast. Look out for it next week. Speak to you again. Bye.